Okay.
What's your impression?
I have an impression. So far, it's the only one I can do.
Okay.
I'm going to have you guess who it is.
Okay.
I am Puss in Boots.
Shrek.
I think it's really good.
That's not bad.
I am Puss in Boots.
It was like I was there in the movie.
Yeah, I was on call, standby, in case Antonio stopped wanting to act.
Thank God he didn't, though.
Why?
Just because I don't want Antonio to ever stop acting.
Oh, yeah, I know. Me too. Isn't it weird that he's not with Catherine Zeta-Jones?
You mean because they were in the Zorro movie together?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think all actors that are in movies together are married?
I think they should be.
Oh, okay.
Because when, like, as a consumer, as someone who, like, watches the movie, when you are really into it and you buy it, it's like, I love them together. I want this to be real. And then you hate that it's not real.
Yeah.
Not in, like, a fanatic, lunatic kind of way.
Not in, like, a way where I have figurines of Catherine Zeta-Jones and Antonio Banderas, and I make them kiss at night, and they get to kiss at night, and they discuss grocery lists, and oh no, did Antonio pay the water bill? No, I don't do any of that. No,
me neither. I wonder if they have figurines of Catherine Zeta-Jones. You think they sell those?
I think
we should start.
We should start. I hope they do.
She's hot.
Yeah, she is hot.
Yeah.
She's Welsh.
What?
She's Welsh?
Wow, she got me.
I did know that, actually.
She was from the land of Zorro.
Zoroastrian? Yeah. Zoroastrian?
Yeah. I was going to say Zoroanese, but I like yours better.
Wait, Zoroastrianism, that's a religion? Is that
like an ancient religion?
Yeah, that's what you are then. You're a Zoroastrian because you love Zorro so much?
Zorophile. Wait, no!
No, we already know. We don't want to tack file under the end of a word.
Yeah.
You're a... Yeah, you love Zorro.
Yeah, love it. And I love Puss in Boots.
Welcome to Friends Like Us, a podcast where friends talk about stuff. Francis, well, I know how well you are, because you could do a spot-on Puss in Boots impression.
I'm going to Hollywood.
Yep.
That's all I'm going to say to anyone.
Look out, Hollywood, here he comes!
Oh, this just in. They do sell figurines.
Oh.
We looked it up.
Okay, thank you. Our producer Joe has just shown us a...
I don't know.
Kind of a disturbing figurine of Catherine Zeta-Jones. She does not look... Not a good likeness.
Yeah.
But it does exist, so...
That was the question.
That's what we... That answered our question.
Thank you, Big Plastics.
Big Plastics. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Oh, did you you had something you wanted to tell me about?
If you're going to say it like that, now it's going to sound like I need therapy when I tell you the story.
This is a safe space, Francis.
Okay, you mean it?
Yeah. Oh, wait, before you tell the story.
Yeah.
Every week, as regular listeners know, we get secret words from our producers to say secretly, and the other person has to try and... Thank you. The other person... I'm just glad I remembered to talk about it. The other person has to see if they can guess at the end of the episode what the secret word is, and we are getting points that will accumulate right up into the moment of our death, and then we find out who wins. But anyway, we have our secret words, and now here's Joe with the secret words.
Jenna's secret word is entity. Francis's secret word is earlobe. Back to the podcast.
Back to your story, Francis.
Yes.
Your therapeutic story.
Yeah. So this is...
I'm listening. I'm taking notes.
Okay. Well, I had... as I was thinking about stuff to say earlier, a memory popped into my head.
Mm.
And I realize now this is abuse.
Oh.
But it happened to me.
So it's okay then?
So we can talk about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And So I don't know if you know this, but I was a fat child.
Hmm.
After a certain, like, I was normal, and then I hit a point where I was fat, and then like I just kept doing that. It's my thing. But when, so there came a point where, like, people would make comments to my dad, not like that were like that I would hear and be like, but like they'd be like, you know, Dennis, it's up to you, buddy. Like, he's, what are you gonna do? So my dad would every once in a while be like, okay, we're gonna do something about this. But I was, like, complaining because I was, like, embarrassed to, like, work out in front of other people. So, like, I got, like, a doctor's note to not do sports from, like, a friend of the family. So, on the one hand, no physical activity.
Yeah.
It gets to a point where I was like, we got to do something. We got to do something. And this is what he came up with. He bought a vinyl sweatsuit for me. And I was a child. Like, maybe 13?
Yeah.
12, 13. He gives me a vinyl sweatsuit to put on. And we used to live in front of a big park. It was like an acre all the way around.
Mm.
And he goes, you're going to jog in the sweatsuit. And I'm going to, like, stay here and, like, watch you. So he had, like, binoculars. And he, like, sent me to go jogging in a sweatsuit, like, around the park. And would, like, watch me to make sure I didn't stop. And, like, oh, so God. I was like, yeah. And I'm like, I don't run. So I'm just like, God. But I just wondered, like, it's like, imagine you're at the park, and this
this plastic child runs by you, and then you see in the distance a man with binoculars watching. I would call the cops, I think.
No one ever called the cops.
But, because I wouldn't know why. I would just be like, something's happening here that should not be happening.
Yeah. Sweatsuits work. Not to make you lose weight, but to make you sweat.
They're aptly named.
Yeah. They got to run the lawsuit on that. We didn't say anything about losing weight.
No, they didn't.
Yeah. Anyway, now you know.
All right. Well, good. I'm glad I don't have to say anything therapeutic about that.
I think I found the sweatsuit like set like years ago. Like, it was just like a moment of like, ah! Like, no. Oh. Yeah.
So is vinyl traumatic for you now?
Yeah. I only listen to cassettes.
Yeah. Smart.
Yeah. Yeah. You know who really could have helped?
Puss.
Puss in what? Puss in what?
In boots.
Oh.
What kind of boots? What was the material?
Is that ever established?
I'm assuming.
Oh, no, you're going for vinyl. No.
No, they're leather.
I'm leaving.
No, Puss is a classy cat.
They're leather boots.
They're leather.
Probably calfskin.
Hmm. Hmm. But for him, it's a cow because he's small and a calf looks like is big enough to look like a cow.
The calf is age related. Not size related. It's still a calf because it's a baby.
No. It's size related.
Oh, I was wrong.
Relative from the person looking at it.
Yep.
Oh, my bad.
Yep.
My brain is fried from all the sweating.
That's okay. I understand. I forgive you.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, on that note, let's move on to our first segment, which is, as always, the invention of the week. Inventions.
Hi.
Francis, what do you got for me?
Okay, this is really cool.
All right. Well, all of them have been pretty cool.
No, this
cool.
is like, you ever feel lonely? Probably not.
Not really.
Yeah,
I have in my life. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah. You got a lot going on.
Yeah.
I would say that was a dumb question I asked you because you don't seem lonely at all.
Thank you, I think.
No, it's
okay.
Yeah. Well, other people do.
Okay.
And sometimes it's hard to make friends, you know? Because you go out, you try talking to people, they seem okay. Then they say, like, you could be 2 weeks in, then they make one comment where you're like, hmm.
Yeah, never mind.
Nah, I don't want to see you anymore. Wouldn't you like to avoid that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then you're going to love this.
I'm all prepped to love it now. You're
prepped to love. The invention is, it's an account you make online, and you You fill out a profile and you answer a lot of questions.
Okay.
I love questions. Don't you?
Sure.
Yeah, like being like doing surveys about yourself.
Yeah.
Love that. That's why I miss MySpace, by the way. Anyway,
I miss Tom.
Yeah. He's, yeah.
He's just looking over his shoulder all the time.
Yeah. He's alive, I bet.
I hope so. Tom, you're a listener. Drop a line in the comments. Let us know what you're up to.
Yeah. Tomsdon'tdie.com. I'm pretty sure I saw that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. And other people are doing this too. Okay. Here's where it gets cool.
Okay.
You wear a necklace or a bracelet or a ring, depending on what you like.
Okay.
When you're out in the world and you come around someone who is a match to you based on your interests or your personality or whatever, and you're near them, the devices vibrate or make noise, and you know you're around someone who could be a great friend.
So, let me see, just make sure that, so it's not like Tinder or whatever. I don't know how those apps really work, where it's like proximity location based, and you do actually kind of put those things in there, and you do maybe have like interests and stuff in there, and then it matches you that way. You want to be like in real life.
Yeah,
this device just stores like you have something that says like, I love the movie Death Becomes Her. And then somebody else that has that movie is one of their loves. Like, it'll be like, bing, bing.
Well, it's more than that.
Okay.
It's not just one thing. When you're near someone who is like, they're just a match. And if it's a friend, it could be like one thing. And if it's like maybe a romantic match, it could like glow red. But the point is, it's not just one movie. It's like Jenna and Francis both love 90s action comedies starring Gina Davis. And we're walking around near each other, and our devices are going to be like, and we're going to know, like, we're around.
They need to go find the person?
Yes.
I guess, well, at first I was thinking that would be annoying if you're just like, I'm just trying to go to the grocery store. I'm not trying to make a friend right now. But then I guess you don't wear it.
Or you could turn it off.
Okay.
Because it's probably fashionable and you might like to have it on.
So it's a good-looking device anyway.
It's handsome, yeah.
How many questions... Have you already thought of the questions? Because the types of questions are really important, too.
Yeah, it's a combination of everything. It's like your music interests, your movie interests, your philosophies, your personal beliefs. Everything. And it's in... You mentioned Tinder, I believe?
Yeah.
Mm. That to me is like very surface level. Like you might answer a couple of questions about yourself, but it's more of like just icebreaker stuff. So those questions wouldn't be enough.
Okay.
Yeah. This is like, this account knows you.
Okay. Does it, can you like constantly be refining your likes and like adding more and more to it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
New questions just dropped.
Okay.
Get online.
I do think this would be pretty popular.
Yeah?
I do. Actually, yeah. I do think this would be quite popular. I don't know how the tech would work, how it would kind of like how close you would have to be to somebody for it to work. Also, yeah, what would you do if like you went someplace and it just like went off like crazy? Like the people that go to Comic-Con, they all seem
they like, don't need to know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That would be like, those things would be going nuts.
Right. Well, it's like for big events.
Yeah.
Also, if you're going to Comic-Con, that would be too much. Because it's like, how do I know who am I? But then maybe the minute the devices get, if you're like, hey, and you're pointing at yourself, and they're like, hey, they're pointing at themselves, and you get close. Maybe when the devices are super close, it could be like, ding.
So we have to know, like, for sure there's a way to confirm it's like.
Yeah, it's some, you. Yeah.
Okay. Do you foresee predators use? I guess predators use everything.
We'll have a we'll put a checkbox on our website.
Are you a predator?
Yeah, can't come in.
It's like are you a robot thing?
Yeah.
And if somebody's a predator, to their credit, predators really answer those questions honestly.
Honest group.
It's
yeah. Maybe we could be like, are you a predator? And then in parentheses, like, just be honest. And then if they check it, we send them a device that doesn't work. And there's just never a match for them.
Oh, yeah. Predators, if you're listening, and we know you are, just be cool.
Yeah.
Don't use this to be a predator, okay?
Yeah, stop scaring people at night in their homes.
Or during the day. Also, stop getting in the back of people's cars, and then when they drive away, they don't know you're in the back seat, and then you jump out and surprise them. Stop doing that.
Thank you for renewing my... knee-jerk reaction to always look.
Okay.
I do that every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's good to still be safe, but I just warned all the predators, so you shouldn't have to worry about that
anymore. That's true. And also, who's going to predate me?
Who's predating you?
Yeah.
I would predate you. I think that would
be fun.
We'll
do it at night, because I don't really get scared in the daytime.
Oh, I'm going to change that. Yeah. I'm going to make you scared all the time.
You promise?
Yeah.
Sugar crud.
Wait, so I don't understand. To be real, I also think this invention will be wildly popular, but I don't understand how it's related to the problem that you introduced at the beginning, where you're like, so your point is that when you do match with someone, you can like see all the stuff about their profile, so that would prevent you from being in the situation of like, you're friends with them for like a couple weeks and then they say something and you're like, I don't want to be friends with you anymore.
No, because our questions are so in depth that all the people that you would, because you could put on there, is this a deal breaker? Yes. So you're never going to bling with someone who's like a deal breaker for you on anything that you really don't like. And let's say you want to see a new movie that's coming out and they said they wanted to see the new movie that's coming out. You might get a thing on your phone that says, boop, you and your match both are available right now and you both want to see this movie. Should I get tickets?
Can you filter it so you only match based on certain things? If you're like, oh, I only want to match with people like that. Yeah, like I'm going to see this movie, but I only want to go with.
Absolutely.
But then but part of this problem is the loneliness thing. So now do you just have to go to a densely populated area and just start like walking by as many people as possible? Just be like, match, somebody match with me.
Well, we advise against calling that out vocally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So match. Somebody match with me.
Holding up a sign.
Yeah. Stand near me. Oh, but I'm not a predator. Don't worry.
Oh, I guess the audience can't see me shushing my lips. Yeah.
I think they felt it.
Yeah.
Okay. I would wonder how close you would have to be to somebody, and it would have to be ubiquitous enough that enough people are wearing them that...
Let's just be real. The jewelry's for fun. Your phone can do it, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But sometimes... sometimes you want a little jewelry.
Merch is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like, too, that it's a multiple of jewelry. You could pick the kind of jewelry that you want.
Yeah.
Honestly, the type of jewelry that you want...
It's another way to match.
It's another way to... Yeah, that's another way to match. Like, if a dude's walking around with a pinky ring, well, match me up, you know.
You'd love my dad.
No, Dennis has a pinky ring?
He has a pinky ring, yeah.
Wow. Or if someone has an anklet...
Again, I say... No. Do you think an anklet can be sexy?
No.
Maybe at the beach.
I tend towards trashy with anklets, not sexy.
What if it's clearly brand new? They got it for their beach vacation.
What if it's on my ankle?
What if you haven't looked down at my ankles today and you're about to feel real stupid?
Oh my God. It's so... Oh.
I'm going to the beach!
The levels of sexy. Oh. Yeah. Okay, what is this invention called?
I don't know. I'm thinking something with, like, homeo.
Like Romeo?
Yeah, like homeo and Juliet or something. It's like friends or lovers.
What about, like, homeostasis, though?
Oh, I thought you were suggesting it, and I was like, yes! No,
but like, homeo, what is...
Like homies, like, or like, homie in, like, homing in.
Homeo, homie in.
Yeah. Homie closer.
But is it Homeo spelled like Romeo, or is it spelled like homie? Like, I always think of homie like as in like buddy.
Yeah,
like
that's what I was going for.
H-O-M-I-E?
Yeah.
O?
Maybe, yeah, like hyphen O.
Okay, yeah. Homeo. Kind of does make it sound like a gay dating app.
Yeah. Bye, gays.
Well, hello, gays.
yeah, or just you're going to get a ton of new gay friends.
Yeah, I just like the idea of homing in on your homies, you know? Or buds.
Bud laser.
Bud day. Bud day.
Bud day?
Yeah, like it's your buddy day? Yeah. No. Oh, okay, no. Nope. I was thinking like it's the day of the bud with your buddy.
Mm.
Bud day, but you ruined it.
I don't think I ruined it. I think bidets ruined it.
You called out the flaws.
Pal around.
There's no
pal point. Around?
Yeah.
Pal around?
Like we're palling around, but like there's a pal around.
Oh. A pal. Like you're palling around, but there is a pal around.
Pal around.
Pal around. Yeah. All pal right. Around. I like it. Good job, Joe.
Yes.
All right. Well, I think that if you got enough people to adopt this, I do actually think this would be a good, like, I think this would, shockingly.
I don't know what you mean.
This is a good idea. Wow. Well, listeners, you heard it here first. Predators do not steal the pal around.
Yeah, we don't want it tainted with you.
Yeah.
Get in on it after it's popular.
Or get on it and then realize, I don't have to be a predator. I can just be a nice person.
Yeah, you're never too... I heard this the other day. I thought it was so beautiful. You've never...
Oh, you're shoot. Never too no. much of a predator.
Just stop being a predator. Yeah, it's close enough.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I want that on a pillow.
Yeah.
Predators, you hear that? You could be prey. Just be prey.
Yeah. How do you know you don't like it?
Yeah. I love being just prey.
Yeah. Wait for someone to get in your car.
Do you think we should make a horror movie called Eat, Pray, Love? Or like a horror version of the movie Eat, Pray, Love?
Now I do.
Okay.
And if we both have that on our profile?
Ding. Ding. I know. That would be like a crazy, that would be like soulmate level if you put something that specific and you're like deal breaker and then you're walking around like no one's ever going to match with me and then somebody matches with you.
You have to.
Then it would be like, I've got to see.
Yeah, that's like Sex in the Plaza level.
I don't know what that means.
It means no matter where you are, on.
Yeah.
Get in the fountain with me.
Okay. But it's also just for friends. And it's not necessarily for dating.
Right, but soulmate, I kind of, don't you?
You would want to,
you have hopefully. Sex with your soulmate, right?
Probably. I would, you'd probably at least try it.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, no. Well, thanks for investing.
Yeah, pal around.
Yeah, that title just came to me.
It was brilliant. It was inspired, Francis. Go to friendslikeuspod.com. Invest in the pal around. Except for predators. But then predators, we've cured you also. So you're now no longer a predator.
We're conflicted.
All right. Good job. And I'm excited to see this questionnaire. I think that's the big thing. That'll be that's how you really got to refine this tech.
Yeah, I'll start working on it tonight.
Okay, cool. Good. And then listeners, if you have questions that you think should be included in this questionnaire for the pal around, then please email us friendslikeusofficial@gmail.com and then we'll include your questions in the questionnaire. I think that does it for the invention of the week. All right. It's time for our next segment. Called Take It or Believe It.
Listen up, honey. You can either take it or believe it.
In this segment, I don't know why I just called it a section.
You were raised in the orchestra.
Oh, that's true. I am an orchestra child. I'm a feral orchestra child.
You were the pigeon lady from Home Alone 2, looking down into the...
But I'm Benjamin Buttoning, so I'm getting younger.
Yes.
So that's why, that's how come I, that was me when I was just a little kid.
That makes that sadder.
That I was homeless above the orchestra section. Yeah. All right. So then this segment is, it's similar to like a two truths and a lie, except we're going to do two lies and a truth here. Francis and I are each going to give three strange but true facts. And we have to see if the other person can guess which one is the actual true fact. So two of them will be fake. One of them will be real. And we have to see if we can guess the other person's real fact.
No hard feelings, okay?
No, I'm going to take this real personal.
Take it hard?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to take this real personal. Yeah.
Okay.
Hard.
How are we doing this?
Do we want to just, I'll do all my facts, just do them right in a row. You can either guess right away or ruminate on it. No, yeah, I'll do all mine. We'll do mine first and then we'll do yours.
Okay.
Okay. My first fact for you. King Charles, the now King Charles, formerly Prince Charles, he's actually a classically trained puppeteer.
Oh.
Like, for real. Like, he, like, with, like, marionettes, like, could do it pro style. He just doesn't ever, I mean, we never get to see that from him, but he's a classically trained puppeteer. That's fact number one.
Oh, I just want to say right now, I thought these were supposed to be all about us, but.
Oh. So. I love this is going to be a fun little twist.
All right, then.
Okay. I didn't know that Jenna Moonlights is King Charles.
Sir?
Yeah.
King Chuck?
Yeah, that's me. I'm King Charles.
Hey. Nice puppets.
Fact number two. The Statue of Liberty has actually gained weight since 1886, I think is when it was... given to the United States, or when it was unveiled, whatever.
I'm not including the year you just guessed as part of that.
Okay. It's not a guess, actually. It is 1886.
Okay.
It was originally 223 tons, so that's about 446,000 pounds. It is now about 450,000 pounds, so about 225 tons. But over time, like, things have built up, and the expansion of the metal, also from being in the sun, has caused it to gain weight. The Statue of Liberty.
That's what happened to me, too.
Like a, yeah, like a good American has gotten fatter as she's gotten older. That
sounds so plausible, yet it was so long.
That's fact number two.
Okay.
Fact number three. You can actually hallucinate if you have too much nutmeg.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's probably why they always tell you just a sprinkle of nutmeg. But anyway.
Okay. Thank you for all those.
So.
Okay. Are you going to tell me right after?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see how I feel after you guess.
Okay. I love that. My prediction is that the Statue of Liberty has, in fact, gotten heavier.
That's what you think is the truth. Okay.
Yeah. No. Yes.
Oh, I'm not trying to sway your decision. I'm just clarifying. You're saying that's the truth. That's the true statement.
No, I think the truth is you can hallucinate on too much nutmeg.
Are you? Okay.
God, I'm glad this is not, we're like in the underworld, and this is like my one way in.
Into the underworld?
Like, into like the good part. Party town!
I thought the underworld was hell.
I'm gonna make it my own.
Okay. Hey, it's only hell if you're having a bad time.
Yeah, I'm going to be pissed if King Charles is a puppeteer.
I was going to say, you're not even considering?
No, I am. It's just so ridiculous it could be true. But you know that I would think that.
Huh?
You know that I would think that was too ridiculous to be true. Maybe it's true. Maybe that's what him and Camilla were doing.
Yeah. The old...
The old puppet master.
Yeah.
Huh. Let me just... I think you can hallucinate on too much nutmeg.
Okay, that's your final guess?
Yeah.
That is correct!
I did it!
You did it!
I did it!
I was so happy when you said the Statue of Liberty thing. I shouldn't have let you keep talking. I should have just taken that as your final answer.
No, this
it
is...
It sounded real,
yeah,
though, right?
Yeah, it does.
And the Statue of Liberty actually does weigh 225 pounds, or tons, rather. And it was 1886 that it was brought over.
200 and how much?
25 tons. 450,000 pounds.
Is it like evenly dispersed or is it like...
She wears it well.
Yeah.
Like, good for you, girl. Like those... Something about the draping on those robes really does...
Right, because the robes look heavy. The fingers are big.
Yeah.
She's got nice hips.
Nice hips.
She's got birth and hips.
Yeah, she got perfect nose.
Does she?
Yeah.
I actually can't picture her nose.
Yeah, it's a perfectly... It'd
be really
nose.
Funny if they gave us a statue with like a big crooked nose or like a one big nostril.
Yeah, or like a deformed earlobe or something.
Yeah, that'd be really funny.
Hmm.
Are her earlobes attached?
I was just wondering that.
I guess we'll never know.
Well, we could. Let's go.
Let's go right now.
Yeah.
And we're back. They're not attached.
Wow, she's
gorgeous. That was amazing.
What a bod.
All right. Well, I guess it's...
You know how I feel about people in sandals, though.
Yep, just goes to toes.
Well, thanks, I won.
Well, we could maybe tie.
Yeah, we could tie.
Okay.
Now these are all about me.
Okay. I like that even better.
Yep. All right.
Because so, now I'm really going to be learning something.
She has detached earlobes.
Yeah, detached earlobes. Yes, which we know because we were just there. We just paused the podcast.
Here's a picture.
Oh, beautiful! Look how happy we are.
Yeah, smiling with a hot dog. Okay, so here's my three truths.
Okay.
Truth one.
Yes.
When I was a kid, my...
You had a vinyl track set.
What if I use that? I'm like,
yeah.
I hope they forgot. No, when I was a kid at my dad's like pizza place, there was this guy that like worked for him or with him or whatever. And it was like Halloween time, and I... really liked him, and I didn't want him to go, so I handcuffed us together, and he couldn't go to his Halloween party, and we had to walk down the street to a locksmith and have it taken off.
Okay. All right. I'm storing that one away.
Okay, that's one.
Okay.
Story two. One time we were in Rocky Point, and I was younger. I was running around the beach, and it was a very rocky beach.
Ooh, again, aptly named.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Wow. And I was running and I tripped and I fell down really hard. And one of the like lava, like, it's like how the rock is.
Yeah.
It like hit me right in the middle of the stomach.
Ugh.
And I was like, and I couldn't breathe and I couldn't think. And I thought I was going to die for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was tough. Or was it? And this one, I feel like I can... no, I'll use this one. My dad's friend married someone who... We used to go visit like people that they knew on like the Indian reservation.
Mm.
And one time we were out in the woods on the reservation and we found a dead body. The end.
Okay. So, which one of those is true?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I could see you handcuffing yourself to somebody. That seems like something you would do. I feel like the dead body story would have had more to it.
You want to ask a question?
A follow-up question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Male or female?
We don't know. It was wrapped in cloth.
How do you know it was dead and not just a sleepy guy?
I'm too young to remember that detail. I can just tell you that they were of the mind your own business philosophy, and we just got the hell out. Like, they didn't report it.
Oh.
Which now I'm like, oh, you probably should have.
Hmm.
But I was a child, and I feel like I can't get in trouble.
And what was your initial reaction to that, finding that dead body?
I was scared. As a kid. I wanted to get out of the woods. I don't like the woods.
Okay. This, all right. I got to go Rocky Point.
Can I apologize for a second?
Okay.
Oh, I messed up.
What'd you do?
These are all true. I just realized I don't have a fake lie.
You were supposed to have two lies.
Two lies? Oh, no. Shoot.
Well, we can also call this segment learning a little more about Francis. So I was right. You did handcuff yourself to somebody. That did feel like something that you would do. But the dead body thing is real, too?
Yeah.
That sounds so fake.
That, how did you? Wow. Oh, yeah. My God. Well,
that's. Yeah, it was a bloody wrapped human-shaped thing in the woods.
Whoa.
That's wild.
That is crazy.
Yeah. I'm hope I'm allowed to talk about it. I can't believe I did it all wrong.
Oh, man.
I supposed to have two lies?
Two of them were supposed to be lies. Remember how we just did it just now?
I am. Puss. Okay.
Wait, puss where?
In boots. Oh.
Okay.
All right, well, you've redeemed yourself.
Damn.
All right, well, that's interesting to know. I guess.
Okay, how about, can you?
You can't give us a lie now.
No, right? I was just going to say, guess which one hurt the most.
The Rocky Point one.
You're good.
Yep. <It's just> good. The one where you thought you were going to die?
I can't believe I did this. Well, I'm sorry, you guys.
That has been Take It or Believe It. And I think with Francis, we're all believing it.
Oh,
this is
man.
All true.
I'm so embarrassed.
That's all right. You can redeem yourself right now with the big question.
The question is very big.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have a big question for you.
Okay.
Can you handle it?
No. I don't. We'll see.
Okay, we'll see. My question is,
mm-hmm.
If you were put in a time travel machine and sent back to, like, a long time ago, let's say, like, medieval or Renaissance times. This is like a long time ago. How would you convince other people that you were from the future? And let me just say that when you got beamed back into time, your glasses didn't come. You were bald because I don't want them to be like, she has modern hair, you know, so you're bald.
I'm bald?
Or just peasanty looking.
Okay. I don't get the bald actually might work in my favor.
Like, people are bald. Baldness is eternal.
How many women are more bald?
Oh, that's. You're right. Okay, so your hair just does. It matches the times.
Okay. That would be tough because anything you'd say would. They'd start accusing you of being a witch.
Yeah, so I asked.
And how do I appear? Like, how is my presence? Like, I'm this new entity in their lives. How am I suddenly, like, explained to them? I just appear?
For all they know, you walked from the next town over. Your big claim is you're from the future.
Okay, that's true. Okay. See, yeah, you would, like, normally you'd say you want to predict things, but you can't really predict, like, old man Johnson's cow's gonna, is gonna stop making milk. I, I don't know how I'd do it. You've stumped me on this one. Because you could, if you tried to explain technology, it would...
You really can't. I mean, most people can't. Most people don't understand technology enough.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't really explain most of it right now. But I guess...
Somebody get me a potato and two wires.
Maybe if you just started, like,
in...
Yeah. Maybe if you just started inventing things, like, right then. Oh my god, are you from the future? Is that what the Adventures of the Week are about?
Thank you for finally noticing.
But if you just start inventing things, like, hey, you know...
Like what, though?
Like, I don't know, indoor plumbing would be nice.
But could you really invent indoor plumbing? Because what if you told them about it and they were like, that's just a good idea. It's not necessarily proof of anything. Which?
But if you, like, were coming up with a whole bunch of really good ideas, if you were a nonstop good idea machine.
You're like an old-fashioned Ben Franklin, then. People respect you, but future?
Yeah, I don't know if you could. People would just think you were crazy or a witch.
So maybe
theory?
Well, I could say, like, maybe let's say it was like, if it was specific to like, if you went back around a period of time where something big was happening and you could help?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, if it was during the time of, like, the Black Plague.
But again, how would I help?
You could be like, it's not the cats, it's the rats.
Did they think it was cats?
My social studies teacher told us that.
Do you think that was a take it or believe it situation?
Well, if I was a teacher, it would have been true.
Yeah.
But yeah, he said that they thought it was the cats that were spreading it. So they, like, killed all the cats they could find. And then they had even more rats because there was no cats.
Idiots.
Yeah.
They deserve to die.
The cats or the...
The people in the Black Plague. Oh.
But that's my point is, if it's something like that where you can be like, I know about this, you know,
yeah.
If people are like, you know, using leeches, you can be like, nah.
Like scientific principles.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but.
But that's a tight rope to walk because someone's like, you know, witch.
Witch, yeah. You start using science, you get to be. But I also don't know, like, what would be a cure. There wasn't like a cure for them. So, like, how do you. If you were like, just trust me, this is the way to make people better, that would be one thing.
No, just giving information.
Yeah.
It's from, like, a high point away from everyone. It's not the cats.
You're wearing one of those masks with, like, the really long nose, like the bird beak nose masks.
Yeah, plague doctors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we don't really have a good answer to this.
I think there's got to be something you could, like... Okay, when people are, like, cowering in fear because of an eclipse, you could be like, actually, we learn in the future that it's because of this.
And, well, didn't they, like, try and kill people that said that? Like,
not specifically? Well, we told you not to talk about the eclipse!
Well, no, I mean, but they did kill people that were like, actually, the Earth revolves around the sun, not the other way around. And
prison, Galileo.
Yeah, Galileo. Me and Galileo would be having a real fun time in prison together.
It would be, I think that this was a very hard ask.
Yeah. I agree.
If you could just write down and pass this down to every generation of your family that Amazon and Google and Apple's going to be huge.
Yeah.
You don't have to understand it now.
Just write down the word Apple and print and pass it down.
We already have apples.
No, just trust me.
No, this is...
No, just
this is an apple you can't eat. Yeah, because I can't explain any invention myself either.
Yeah. So I should learn how to explain the technology of something so that when I go back to the past. Also, I would be fine if they burned me as a witch.
No.
Yes, because...
Fire hurts.
Okay, but the medieval times sounds so terrible to me. I would not want to live there. Oh. Again, I feel like it smells... Everything smells. People probably have shit all over themselves. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Don't yuck their yum, okay? I was...
How am I yucking their yum?
You're going to go back in time and be like, ew, shit?
And, but they're like, yum. It's fashionable. I love my shit.
I put that on my coat.
I wasn't covered in shit. I do it on purpose.
This is for Mr. Johnson, milkless cow. Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we don't have a good answer to this big question.
So let me get this straight. I ruined the segment and I stumped on the question.
Well, I think it's a good thought experiment. And it might be something we can revisit. We can reopen the big question. If we figure out a way later, or listeners, if you have a surefire way, let us know.
You are obsessed with fire.
Statue of Liberty had fire when we were there.
She still has it. She still has it. She loves fire.
We were going to steal it, but we didn't.
Pyro, babe.
If you have a solution to this problem, email us at friendslikeusofficial@gmail.com or leave us a comment on any, whatever your favorite social media platform is. Across all of them, we are at FluPodOfficial. That's FluPod official. Anywhere on social media. I guess we'll
wrap. There's one last thing to do.
Wrap up
the secret word.
Oh, well, let's real quick. We're wrapping up the big question.
Oh,
the big question.
Okay, now it's wrapped. So yeah, secret words. Did you say yours?
I did. And you?
I did.
You did?
I did.
Well, you did it smooth.
So did you. I have one guess.
Oh, shoot. Oh, okay.
Is your word eternal?
No.
Okay.
I thought you were going to get it for sure, because I feel like I was really hamming mine in.
Is your word dead body in the forest?
It's your word. Why don't you understand the segment? No, my word is earlobe.
Oh, and then we made a whole thing about our earlobes.
It couldn't have worked out better for me. Oh. So you did say earlobes, which my word was earlobe. Does that count as an extra point?
Yeah, I want to give it to you. I also want to give it to you because I totally forgot that your word was earlobe and you got me to say the word.
Wow. So yeah, that's true. Joe said it too.
Wow.
Wait, 3 points? Because
one, because he said it.
Wait.
We don't get a point for saying our own secret word.
Saying it and you didn't guess it.
Yeah.
We get points for saying it and not guessing. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was just assuming we only got points when we guessed.
Yeah. What are you, from the future?
Oh. Okay. So, yes. And then you got not only me to say it, but you got Joe to say it too. Wow.
Yeah. I'm pretty good.
Big day for Francis.
Big day. Huge.
Terrible with the segments. Fantastic with the secret word. The
point
points.
Rich.
All right. Do you have a guess for me?
Yeah. Is it puppets?
No.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Yeah. No, I actually just like talking about puppets.
Is your word nutmeg?
No. You think I had my secret fact written out
before my
secret?
I don't know what you'll
secret
do to
it's
win.
It's true. I am crafty like that. I'm not a predator, but I am crafty like that. It's not predator. I saw your eyes light up.
No, I thought you were getting it. I don't know it then.
Entity. It was my word. Mm. I thought you were going to get it because I did not do a
when
very
did you say
elegant
entity?
Job. When we were in the last and the big question, I said, so I just like this entity that shows up in the past and they don't wonder. And
then, I kind of stopped trusting you so much.
I know. That's the problem. We're okay. All right. Well, I got 1 point. Francis got 3.
Yeah.
Dang.
Thanks, everyone.
That was a huge success for you.
I am Puss in Boots.
I'm losing it.
It's getting worse every time.
I'm Puss in Boots.
All right. Well, that's it for this episode of Friends Like Us. Thanks for listening. Bye.